Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 18 kuNhlangula 2023 ngokuphelele. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one?
Even the Citizens Coalition for Change, Liti, liza kwathulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu olozayo.
Ilanga ngelethu thina obaba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selo ngobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa, ilanga le Father's Day asiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi.
Namhla lusuku lwabesilisa ole Father's Day, salethulela izemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa umnumzana Nelson Jamisa lithi amagama labo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo aza kwethulelwa uZulu ngolwesithathu. Kubika uTobias Mutsingwa.
Lokhu kukhulunywe ngumkhokheli webandla le-CCC, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa eHarare namuhla, ngesikhathi exoxisana lentatheli izindaba ngokukhethwa kwabantu abazamela ebandla leli kukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-23 Ngwabakazi. UChamisa uthi ibandla elibusayo lilakho ukudlala ngoZulu kungethulwa amagama abakubandla le-CCC ungakafiki usuku lokuhlelwa kwalabo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have ZANU-PF literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we advertise targets and victims? We are dealing with ZANU-PF and we know how to deal with them.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC, umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba, uthe ukuphuza ukwethula amagama abantu abazancintisa kukhetho benzela ukuvimba ebandla le-ZANU-PF elilakho ukwenza umathanda ngamagama abazancintisa bemele ibandla leli.
Sina lalapha esiphikisana la, kunokurongelana okwenzakalayo. Sina njengenhlanganiso bakhuluma abesilungu bathi once beaten twice shy. Kodwa ngokwamanje asuse siwafake emgceke kubana abayi 210 bakhona ngobani, kodwa sesilitshelile kubana i-210 izavela ngayo.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalela Central Committee kubandla le-ZANU-PF uthi i-CCC libandla lamagwala njalo lizanqotshwa okumangalisayo kukhetho oluzayo.
I-TBC isitshengisele sobala vele ukuthi kona libandla elibestile ukuthi lizadliwa ngoba kuyini abangakwesaba namhlanje. Ama-elections have been happening kusukela ngo-1980. Ama-candidates abo ebephuma egcekeni becampaigna kuhle, akula muntu obowabulawa obe wadliwa obe waginywa. Behlulekile ukwenza into yabo ngendlela enhle.
Umnumzana Praise Moyo, omunye wabaqhuba uhlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection olwenziwa lebandla le-CCC, uthi njengokubona kwabo benze umsebenzi omuhle njalo baqondile labo ababakhethileyo.
According to esakubonayo on the ground, these candidates are the most preferred. Yibo abantu abafunwa ngabantu ukuthi babamelele as representatives for either council, MPs or other positions.
Unkosikazi Ellen Shiriedenga, omunye wababona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC, uthi ibandla lakhe lizanqoba okumangalisayo emaphandleni lonyaka.
Ngakhangela njengebandla sibe neprogramu lokuba ngumgwazi lapha esingene khona ezindaweni lapha disitensi zisabela khatshana kungeniwe kakhulu kwasetshenzwa. So sibona ukuthi indaba le yokungena emakhaya isincedile kakhulu, njalo khathesi we are confident njengebandla ukuthi sizathola amawodi constituencies ambalwa.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omele iBinga North edalele parliament ekubandla le-CCC.
Two-thirds majority parliament iyakwanisa ukutholakala indlela esebenze ngayo nendlela esikhangela ngayo ama-constituencies wokuthi ami njani. Ngibona ngani sizathatha upresident siphinde sithathe neparliament.
Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi bayazikhulumela nje abakubandla le-CCC ngokunqoba kukhetho oluzayo.
Izinto ze-CCC azimanga kuhle ngoba isikhathi abasithethe sona ukuthi bephumela ama-candidates azamela izigaba ema-council ama-MP bayenzeni. abantu ngiyabona ukuthi khathese bebonile ukuthi iTCC ayiyandawo eyakhona yona.
Idale le nomination court lizabhalisa abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalolunyaka ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimuTobias Mudzingwa.
Bakhala abantu eZimbabwe ngokutshona omfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa obhubhe ngolwesihlanu. Ibandla lezapolithi litshiywe ngumuntu obesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela umuyi uDumiso Dabengwa owake wakhokhela ibandla leli. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo muyi uDabengwa owayecetshiswa ngasese ngumkakhe.
Sizile ngokubhubha kukamakhumalo umsisigabeni. Kodwa-ke ngenxa esihambile sakhalela imoli bekungakathutshi lutho ngoba sibasizeimpelavili lapha khathesi akuzange kube nethuba lokuthi amaphemba aqalise ukulungiselukuthi azebeka lapha ekhaya sisuka khona lendlu.
Ye, kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomama unkosikazi Dabengwa?
Kuzenjeni phakathi kwepolitiki kuma-structure sithi thina kubengekho kubengabasikhundla epatini kodwa umuntu owesenza okuningi ngemuva kuncedisa uDabengwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Strike Mkandla owakwasebenza lo muyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhuluma ngesililo somfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa ekobulawayo. Namhla lusuku olukhathekileyo olwabesilisa olwe-Father's Day, akesizwa abanye abantu bekhuluma ngosuku lolu. Imbongi ezilodumo Obert Dube lomoyokside yibo abaqale besiziba.
Ilanga ngelethu thino baba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selo ngobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa. Ilanga le Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi, sibe ngamadoda uqobo, sinanze omama, sinazi izingane, sinazi imdeni yethu. Ilanga elihle kakhulu yini lonke bobaba.
Ukuba ngubaba akusiyonto encane.
Ungababi, uba ngubaba oqotho.
Uba ngubaba oyisibusiso abantu abaziqhenya ngaye.
Ube ngubaba ongumalume ongalumiyo.
Nanzo-ke
ingqobo ezikhonapho.
Mukhethwe Bebe, ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone, Botswana. I-Father's Day lilanga oluqakatheke kakhulu ngoba kulapho esinanzelela khona obaba. Obaba isikhathi esiningi ngabantu abokuthi njengama-providers kuma-families. Sonke sikhangelela kibo ukuthi besivikele, besinakekele, besenzele konke nje. Whether bakwenza kumba bakwenzi. So izikhathi eziningi umuntu ongubaba uhlezi nje ekhathazekile ukuthi i-family inga-right na kumbe injani. So isikhathi esiningi sibalokugcina izidingo kumbe ezabo izinswelo bezifaka eceleni ngenxa yezimuli, unkosikazi nabantwana nje lokunye okunenginengi. So usuku lolu luqakathekile ngoba yilona usuku lapho esizikhohlwa thina sikhumbule obaba bethu. So lami ngithi Happy Father's Day especially to my father uShadrack Maziwa Bebe, ungikhulisile, and ngithi Happy Father's Day to obaba bonke abakhona labangasekhoyo. Ngithi lilale ngokuthula.
Salibonani balaleli labasakazi Studio 7 okhulumayo ngoSindi kaIgobi from Gwanda kwamanje, kodwa ngikhuluma ngilapha kwelase-South Africa. Sijabulele i-Father's Day. Hayi-ke mina njengobaba wemuli okwanamhlanje angibele nhlanhla i-Father's Day benhle kimi ngokuba nginxuswe ngomakhelwane abase-South Africa lapha banginxusa ukuthi hoza baba njengoba la ngubaba. Besenza umcimbi wesintu, besenza lokho okuthiwa umbuyiso. So ngisho ukuthi hayi obaba labo mama sijabuleni-ke ngalo le i-Father's Day.
Igama lami nguBlessed Mlilo waseNyamendlovu, Village 3. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubabami uPilot Mlilo wakuVillage 3 Acuten Cruise kusobhuku Amos Ndlovu. Laye ngithi usobhuku ngithi Happy Father's Day, uNkulunkulu abagcine kungayisibo obaba bethu besingeke senze lutho ngaphandle kwabo. So ngibafisela okuhle kodwa nje empilweni yabo.
Salibonani lonke bobaba. Sithi Happy Father's Day today, ilanga labobaba. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubaba wami uGumbo ePlumtree, usemarula bese ngithi happy Father's Day kumzala wami uNdaniso usekhaya eNyabane, bese ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba wabantwana bami ngilaye lapha uyasmayila uNgwenya Stella. Ngiyabonga, ibelela ngelihle bobaba.
Lo nkosikazi Phakiwe tholakele Sibanda. Laba abanye libazuleyo ke ngabalandeli beStudio 7 akade bekhuluma ngosuku lweFather's Day. Sangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sihlangene sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakule Uganda usenike ibutho lakulelo lizwe amandla amakhulu okulwisana lamalicaja awe-Allied Democratic Forces. Abulele abantwana besikolo ngolwesihlanu abangamathumi phose amane 37 eLobirira Secondary School athumba abayisithupha. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin walile ukwamukela okucelwa yinkokeli yezwekazi le-Afrika ekhulumisane laye elizweni lakhe ngokubeka phansi isikhali kulandela ukuhlasela kwelizwe lakhe kwele-Ukraine. Inkokeli yezwekazi le-Afrika egoqela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ibicela ukuba uPutin amukele ukuthi ele-Ukraine lilizwe elizimeleyo athi ingxenye yakole-Russia. Sokwisikhathi sezamasiko.
Senganamasiko
wenziwe mandla
ngelo baba mkhulu.
Kusigaba samasiko lamhlazi setsholotsho lapho sithoka khona lo mnumzana Jeffrey Golide Thuma. Ye uGolide ke ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Kulezi suku kulani nxa kunje egangeni la.
Lo mviyo okusiwomile nje kodwa kuthi hayi usadobheka. Ile msosobiyani kuyadobheka. Kuphinde kube lalokho okuthiwa yimpumpulwane. Kodwa amathemiswane eselanda nje kudlawo nje esikhathini sakhona kodwa hayi akavuthwa kuhle lakho ngokunye okukhona. Thina lapho singelelane logwayi umfula kulento okuthiwa yizakuyabayi abanye bakubiza kethi ngamasili hayi lakho sokukhona sibisokuchaza nje ukuvuthwa ngethiwani lomfula kodwa into ethandwa kakhulu izimpunzi nezani ungabona nje impunzi iyagephagepha mbijana la ugepha kakhulu khonapho uzathole izakuyabayi.
Ye ukudla lokho okwesintwini kuyanceda kanganani?
Unceda sibili kakhulu ngoba abadala ubona babekusebenzisa ikakhulu into yabo umviyo labompumpulwane labemsosobiyane babephumula into eneliyani esikhona sebantwini okuthiwa umkhuhlane wethukela ngoba abantu ithukela babengayidli kakhulu ithuka sasiyitholela khonaphana kuzenezo zinto ompumpulwane omsosobiyane ngoba umpumpulwane esikhathi indawo ekunxa udala vele bekhana ukuthiye uthathe njengozintanganyana nje kubhoyilizwe ngeziko sinike inkovulyana sinathi yikho nje kwakukuhle ngalokhu kwakuqeda futhi le nto lezezama-PP ithiwai-DP kuzathi njeabantu abale-DP njeabantu nje bayahlambe ukuzithile zona ezezeganga impilo yabo ngaba ngcono kakhulu kunalokhu abakwenzayo kwamaphilisi.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi isikhathi iso silomhawu Golide akubatshela abantu sibili ngakhonokhu ukudla kwesintu ukuthi pho njengoba bengasakutholi behlala emadolobheni bayakutholaka.
Ya ukudla kwesintu sibili kuyakhasini nomuntu ehlala edorobheni kayisibo bonke kodwa abantu abasemadorobheni edorobheni sibili uba nayo imuli esekhaya kumihloko zakho esekhaya abazame ukuthi baphaphele into ezikazenezo umviyo bona bana umpumpulwani umsosobiyani lakho nje kwembe khona kuya nje kwantwa nje kulethukela beme kakhulu ukudla into ezilethukela eningi bonani impilo yabo ingabenza ukuthi bephile ngcono ngathi abantu abaningi vele sebele mkhuhlane evele ingajwayelekanga vele ebantwini besintwini but ijwayeleke emakhiweni so yikho nje bathela khona ukuthi akula muntu ongelasihloko sakhe esikhona emaphandleni
lapho. Ye lo ke ngubaba uJeffrey uGolide uThuma khona ngale ke eTsholotsho. Siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathini lokusasa baba Golide.
Ubonga mina Mkhembo Themba.
Namasiko
wawusenziwe.
Wawusenziwe manje
namasiko.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lesiKristu silontungameni Nkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNisipanda Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni namhlanje.
Ngifuna sikhangele kumaHebheru chapter ka 6 iverse ka 11 kusiya ku 15 ibali sithi sifisa ukuba yilowo lalowo wenu akubonakalise lokhu kukhuthala lize liphelele ithemba lenu ekupheleni ukuze lingabi ngabavilaphaya kodwa libalingise labo abathi ngokukholwa langokubekezela badla ilifa lesithembiso. Into eqakathekileyo engifuna sikhulume ngayo namhlanje lithemba. Ngambe abantu abaningi bayaphambanisa ukuba lethemba lokuba lesifiso. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi safunda kwathiwa kulezifiso zika-amukela. Ngakho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngethemba akumelanga sikhulume ngezifiso, kumele sikuqathanise sikwehlukanise. Ithemba engikhuluma ngalo lithemba eligxile kuNkulunkulu. Siyabona lapho uPawulu wayekhuluma kumaHebheru ekhuluma lamaJuda ababesuke bebaleka bebalekela ukukhathazwa ababekwenza nxa ukukholwa kuJesu. Kwakulula ukuba umuntu eseyedwa engale babemelela ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona, babelethemba ukuba uJesu nxa ebuya uzokuthatha yonke into atshintshe umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona. Kodwa babona uJesu sefile, babona uJesu sevukile njalo kwabafileyo, kodwa wasehamba wabatshiya. Ngakho kwakulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba. Kunjalo lakithi kathesi, sokule minyaka engu-2000 edlulayo uJesu wabakhona lapha emhlabeni. Nxa sitshumayela leli vangeli kulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lapha emhlabeni bathenjiswa izinto eziningi ezigcina zingaphumeleli. Bathenjiswa ngababusayo kumbe bathenjiswa ngalabo ababambe ezepolitika ukuba kuzayenzakala lo nyaka ungamvotela ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana. Bangene belethemba kodwa lokhu ayisikho themba izifiso ngoba umuntu lo asikwazi ukuthola amandla okwenza into leyo abe ayithembisile. Kodwa nxa sithemba uNkulunkulu siyabe sikwazi ukuba sigxile edwaleni elinganyikinyekiyo. UNkulunkulu uthi yena nxa ekhuluma labantwana baka-Israyeli uthi yena kalasithunzi esiphendukayo njalo kasomuntu onjengomuntu othi mina laphana bengudlalisa kumbe bengisomela. Into uNkulunkulu abeyithembisile uyayigcwalisa. Sibone umzekeliso onikwayo lapha ngumlobi wamaHebheru ukuthi u-Abraham ngenxa yokuthi wathemba uNkulunkulu wagcina sokugcwalisekile ithemba lakhe. Njalo ke nxa sibala kumaHebheru chapter ka 11 iyakhuluma ngalabo ababethemba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwesikhathi sokuthi balilahle lelo themba. Ngakho ngiyakwazi namhlanje nxa ngikhuluma labantu abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngabantu balapha emhlabeni, wasulahla ke ithemba kulabantu abathenjiswa ukuthi ngizakuthatha engxenye uthusa ukuthi uyatubona ha umuntu lo wakuthembisayo nawe ngiyani usetshatile ngalo. Udabuka inhliziyo ulahle ithemba. Kulabanye njalo abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngamantombazane agcine umuntu esezithwele ngoba ethenjiswa izinto eziningi ezingamanga. Ikanti into esiyithenjiswa nguNkulunkulu uyayiphumelelisa njalo uyayiphelelisa njalo uyayiphutsha. Ngakho-ke namhlanje ngifuna nxa sikhuluma ngethemba lele engubalileyo, faka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu ungalifaki emuntwini.
Akuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazenini Baba ngegama likaJesu, ngiyathandazela abalaleli wonke umuntu olaleleyo ukuba laba sebalahle ithemba, labo abeza ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuba izinto azibahambeli kuhle, baqilwa kumbe umuntu wathembiswa wabaleka, ngiyathandaza uba Nkulunkulu wami bathobe izinhliziyo kodwa batshengisele ukuba wena uyinkosi ethembekileyo. Siyathandaza ngegama likaJesu, amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisipanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkungo.
Sike singene kwezabatsha sibonge loNtungamile Nkungo khonapho.
Kwezabatsha namhlanje sikhuluma lo Brian Barak Ncube, yena ukubanja lezaphu. Ncube, kunjani mntakababa?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani?
Asiphile kakhulu kuzaphwenzani ke?
Deputy National Spokesperson.
Yebo, wena usise umutsha asiphile kakhulu. Kuyini okwakwenziwa ngene esikhundleni lesi wakhethwa kumbe bapho ngokuphosela?
Ngakhethwa. It was a presidential appointment. Because ngangike ngaserva as National Youth Chairperson for 3 years.
Kunjani ukuthi umuntu omutsha onjengawe engene kwezombusazwe?
Kuba lobunzima sebelobukhulu sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe ezepolitiki zikhangelelwe ebantwini abadala kakhulu. Ngoba intsha ikakhulu ayilamsebenzi, so yabungela ama resources. Ipolitics ingakhulu ifuna umuntu oyabe elama resources, so abantu abatsha bayisabele emuva njalo okunye okwenza bengabuyi issue ye intimidation ababeyithola from the states, especially nxa opposition uphikisana lebandla elibusayo akubi lula sebenzi.
Ye, nxa kungela khulunku okulenza ukuthi lizame ukuthi lingene kwezombusazwe, pho manje abatsha baphelela ngapi?
Yikho thina sikhona si-sacrifice ukuthi sitshengise inyintsha ukuthi it's possible ukuthi bangene kupolitics, siba-encourage bangene babuye babe ngama-decision makers, babe ngama-policy makers, because asisoze siyekele ikusasa yethu isezandleni zabanye abantu njengabantu abatsha. So kuzamele sibuye noma kunzima kunjani. Sesikhangela ukuthi abadala lapha abakhona labo bafika ngokulwa belwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe, so lathi kuzamele silwe kodwa silwe impi ehlukene leyalwa ngabadala.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu ke phosela ukugcina mfokancuku.
Ayingakutsho ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bangene balungisele ikusasa labo, ngoba ipolitics yizo ezikontrola yonke into elizweni. Singakhangela i-economy konke kuya kupolitics. So abantu abangene babe namandla ngekusasa labo.
Yes, akuzwa-ke lo ekhuluma ke ngu-Brian Barack Ncube okubandla lezaphu. Sibonge kakhulu ungajoni ngakusasa mfokancuku.
Ninambongilewa.
Yele History 7 esakaze eZimbabwe sizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo, iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eleNepal ngama wickets ayithoba minembili emdlalweni walo wokuqala omncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier oqale namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UNdlovu uqale ukuqeqetsha ngemva kokuba esethethe umhlala phansi ekudlaleni ngomnyaka ka-2011.
Nxa ngathi ngaqalisa kuma juniors enduba primary school, lapha sathatha khona i-under 14 ingwe tournament. Then ngase siya kuBulawayo Chiefs, ngafika kuBulawayo Chiefs ngaba le mhlanhla. Umnyaka wokuqala ngikuBulawayo Chiefs sathatha i-championship Division 1, i-team yangena ku-Premier League of course la isadlalayo. Then from there ubaba uSpand, love most Spand, wase ngikuthazi ukuthi ngiqalisa ama juniors kuBulawayo Chiefs. So ngase ngiqalisa nge-under 20. So kahle kahle ku junior league kumbe youth development uyakhotshwa kakhulu. Kumele ukhotshe ufundise umfana, ngoba umfana ufika engakwanisi ukumisa ibhola. Then kumele umfundise i-technique, kumele umfundise nama tactics. So ekukhotsheni aba especially laba abancane, hayi kunzima, kuna i-commitment, sifuna uzimisele kakhulu uma ukhotsha abafana abancane.
UNdlovu waziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngu-Anze uqeqetsha iqembu labasakhulayo leBulawayo Chiefs, lona elikhankasa kusigaba seZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Division 2. Kulelo qembu kule ndodana yakhe u-Anzlom Junior layo odlala imvimbi esandleni sokudla njengoyise kudala kwakhe.
Ya, ukudlala rugby kaemdlala kuyangimotivate la. Ngibona ukuthi lami ngidlala iposition yedlala ngomdala. Kuyangifisa confidence kakhulu.
UNdlovu omdala udlalele iqembu leHighlanders okwesikhathi eside njalo beyingxenye yeqembu elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco se-league ngo-2006.
Ukudlala qala ngaqalisa kuZimbabwe Saints, lapho kwakukhotshwa khona uNkoma Juju. Ngadlala 1 year kuZimbabwe Saints at under 13, and then ngasuka ngakwa Highlander ngadlala under 15, under 17, under 19, then ngadlala ku-reserve side. Then from there ngathathwa yiChapungu ngo-year 2000. Ngadlala kuChapungu 1 year ngangulone, and then Highlander yambiza back 2001. Then ngadlala up to 2008. So kuplay ngikere yami kwa-Highlander khonaphana kulama-championships angu-4. Kontheni suka kwa-Highlander ngahamba eBotswana Traffic Sporting Club, ngadlala 2 years up to 2010. Then after ngivele eBotswana, then ngabuya ngadlala kuKwela Town 2010 to 2011. Then from there ngahle ngayekela ibhola. ibhora angena kucoaching.
Yake neNdlovu ube ngumsekeli kaAgent Sau ngesikhathi iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lamajaha asakholayo liphakamisa isicoco kusigaba seBulawayo Province Division 3 okuyikho okwenze ukuba likhuphuke liyedlala kusigaba sika Division 2 lonyaka. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Iye lapho ke sizwe uJoseph Njanjini xoxa loAnslom Ndlovu wayengumvimbi yamaqembu abalisayele Highlanders leChapungu kanye leKwelaton. Siyaxolisa ngokuthi besithe siyalulethela ikhilikithi. Ulanilizwe ke ikhilikithi kulo manje.
Iqembu leZimbabwe likhethe ukuba yilenepal kube yilo liqala ukutshaya ibhola, njalo iqembu lezivakathi libuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachuma yithobaminemunye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithobaminembili. Kuthe leZimbabwe seliphendula lifikise lelo nani lilahlekelwe ngabadlali ababili kuphela, njalo lisalelwe ngamabhola angamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ukuba liqede ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Ivan kanye loSean Williams badlale indima enkulu ekunqobeni kweqembu leZimbabwe njengoba betshaye amaranzi ayedlula ikhulu umdlali ngamunye. Ekuphoseni ibhola uRichard Ngaraba nguye okhuphe abadlali abaningi abeNepal njengoba ithethe ama-wickets amane. Komunye umdlali wesibaya sikagroup A iqembu leWest Indies linqobe le-United States of America ngamaranzi angamachumi amathathu lathoba mnomunye 39. Kusasa ngomvulo wemidlalo yesibaya sikagroup B izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leSri Lanka lizadibana lele-United Arab Emirates, kuthi ele-Ireland lizanqikelana lele-Oman. Yomibili lemidlalo izaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji, sike sizwe zomculo.
Woza moya oyitshele. Woza moya. Woza moya oyitshele.
Salibonani bantu bakithi, obingelelayo nguJoel Mdolomba Mbambo, ngizalwa kwaNkosikazi eMbembezi ngaphansi kweBubi District. UJoel Mbambo ngumculi wezokholo gospel. Ngihamba neqembu elibizwa ngokuthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe, lona esilisungule 2019. Isungulwa yimi uJoel Mbambo nabanye abafowethu ebesikhonza sonke. Ngo-2019 lo salisungula khona iqembu, senze i-album yethu yokuqala ebizwa ngokuthi iSodoma. Kwathi ngo-2020 senza i-album lethu lesibili elalibizwa ngokuthi eGolgotha.
Woza moya oyitshele. Woza moya oyitshele. Nkosi yethu
sikelela,
sikelela izwe lethu lase Afrika.
Woza
moya oyitshele.
2021 ngenxa ye-COVID sehluleka ukukhipha i-album lethu lesithathu, lona esilikhiphe ngo-2022 esemabili, elithi Ukholo Lwami lelinye elithi Woza Moya. Okwamanje Izimvu Ezimhlophe zinama-album amane, 4, aseqhube kakhulu impela ngoba zona ziyatholakala futhi kuma-digital stores wonke, esingathi kubo MySpace, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, kubo Spotify, yonke nje indawo ku-digital stores ziyatholakala izingoma zethu. Ufika khona uthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe noma uthi Joel Nezimvu Ezimhlophe, kuzovela izingoma zethu lapho. Oyabefisa ukuxhumana nathi angasithola kunamba ezithi 079, ikhodi ngu-0027, 079-704-6757. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Owenu uJoel Mbambo.
Nkosi yethu busisa lomhlaba, nkosi yethu busisa lomhlaba, nkosi yethu busisa lomhlaba, nkosi yethu busisa lomhlaba. Sikele, 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 sikele na nkosi yethu, sikele na baba. Sikele, 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 sikele na nkosi yethu, sikele na baba. Sikele, nkosi yethu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ngamajaha ekhaya lawa ke bacula okunye okumangalisayo. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwanamhlanje othi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kuthulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Namhla bekulusuku lweFather's Day abantu abanengi besithi kumele kuqakathekiswe obaba. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oliver Lesayo, umthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube. Lilale.